Welcome to Untamed Blossoms, the podcast where we celebrate the untamed journey of womanhood. Here, we tell the stories of incredible women who have embraced their authenticity, inspiring others to do the same.
From entrepreneurs to artists, activists to adventurers, we share triumphs, challenges, and the beauty of self-discovery. These are the stories of women blazing their own trails, breaking free, and blooming unapologetically.
Join us to connect, be inspired, and celebrate the power of women's stories. Together, let's rewrite the rules and embrace our wildness.
Welcome to Untamed Blossoms. I'm your host, Amanda Riley.
And I'm Christy Riley. Welcome to the show, everybody.
My favorite time of year happens.
Year in review.
Year in review. But not only that, Spotify year in review.
Yes, yes.
Because I like to know.
They send out your year in review.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about mine in a minute. But before I do, I want to talk about Untamed Blossoms. Oh. Spotify year in review. So, 2025.
I was shook when you sent me these.
This is crazy. Because we had 6 months last year.
Right.
We had our season one.
Yeah.
This year.
Season two, full season year. Season two, full calendar year.
We've had 27% audience growth, 547% of total new audience. That's crazy. We are up 71% in our followers. Nice. It's amazing. Our most listened to episode on Spotify was our Conscious Leadership with coach and mentor, Megan Gerber. We love Megan.
Congratulations, Megan.
Number one, Spotify. And then we were the number one show for 28 fans.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I think about people that listen to podcasts a lot.
Right, right.
To be someone's number one show for 28 separate people.
Right. We're honored.
That is amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you all for listening to us. You know who you are, the 28 people.
Yeah. Like, that's so cool. And then maybe my favorite part is the top countries. So number one, United States. Yeah. Surprise, surprise. Number two, Philippines. I used to work with some people from the Philippines. I hope you're listening. I hope that's you.
Yeah.
Australia. Canada, we did have a guest from Canada.
We did.
And then Hong Kong. Whoa.
I was impressed that we had listeners in all of those places.
Yeah, I thought it would be like US.
In the United States, like Ohio.
Yeah.
But no, we have listeners in a bunch of other countries. That's awesome.
It's amazing.
You know. I know.
So grateful.
So grateful for all of you for listening.
We had a really cool year with a lot of really cool guests.
We did.
And before we get into some of that, I would like to know from your perspective, what are some personal growth things that you went through this last year? What are some things that you felt like really changed or really cemented, or maybe you thought you were through and you weren't, you had to circle back to? What are some of those things?
You mean just on a personal level or with the podcast? I think that things that I'm still going through is just shifting to living here.
Okay.
And finding myself with a lot of alone time with a lot of land.
I see.
And really missing sort of daily girlfriend time. So it makes me really appreciate the gym even more and the days that I get to go. But yeah, like learning to be with myself in a very quiet, still environment is great. And it's what I asked for. And, you know, sometimes you ask for things and then you go, oh, wow, I've asked for this, right? Mm-hmm. Is this really what I want? Is this really what I need? Because anything that's a change comes with those questions. And so reevaluating, I do love living here. I do love being outside. I do love working with my hands. I do love the land that we have. I do love the plans that I have for here and how it's, I mean, we've only been here a year and what's happened here is pretty impressive. The fact that this is the studio is here and the party barn is here and the party barn has had so many events and we've really created a space where our kids like to come and our grandkids like to come. And that was part of the goal. So seeing all that come to fruition has been amazing. The amount of alone time I have also a lot.
Yes.
In order to get this, to continue to maintain all of this. So I spend a lot of time by myself. I spend a lot of time by myself on the mower, in the yard, in the garden. And, you know, so that's been a transition and not always a pleasant one. I think when you sit with yourself at first alone for a lot of time, lots of things come up that you're like, to your point earlier in our conversation, we talked about distraction, right? And so we don't understand how much distraction we have in our life, how many distractions we put in our life on purpose to avoid being with self.
Totally.
And so I just had to sit and say, you know, this is good for you. It's good for you to be by yourself. It's good for you to have this time. What are you going to do with it? Which is what the 300 list, a whole project was born out of, you know, is what do you, Christy, in solitary confinement want out of your existence? Not that any of us live on this planet solely in solitary confinement, but it's hard for a two, you know, to really look at that. And who's somebody who's used to caregiving all the time. It's hard to really take yourself out of the perspective of others and just make a list for yourself.
Yeah.
And so alone time has been great for me in that way. But some days I'm like, okay, if I don't talk to another human, I'm literally going to go insane. I think this next year will be striking a balance between my alone time here and figuring out we're kind of getting to a place where it's a lot more manageable here. Not as much things need to change and things just need to be maintained, which is fine. But we do have the permaculture garden, and that's going to create a space that I think I'm going to have a space to gather people more often that are close to me and friends. And I need to be intentional about that. I need to be intentional about gathering people, especially girlfriends. I had a girlfriend when I worked at Children's Hospital as a nurse. My last group of nurses that I worked together were in the surgery unit. And it's probably the tightest group of women I've ever experienced at a work. It's similar to what you're experiencing with the realtors now. Just really tight, really caring about each other. You know, we knew all the things about each other. And somebody from that group reached out to me 3 days ago and was just randomly like, it was a picture from that popped up on her. It was from a Christmas party that we'd had. It came up on her feed. And she sent it to me. She goes, literally one of the best nights of my life and one of the best times. This group of women, you know, and life goes on and you move jobs and you leave for whatever reason. Lots of people stop and start jobs. But that group of women were really tight, and we were really tight for a lot of years. Having her reach back out and say hi was really cool, but it also reminded me of how much that I miss. That's the part I miss of being in a professional environment, is having that daily girlfriend circle. And you don't realize as women how much you need that. And now I feel like more than ever, it feels more isolatory than ever. Not only from where I live, but also in general in society these days, right? There's just less connection, more people are on their phones. And so just trying to navigate that and feeling, I think that it was intentional. I think I needed that time alone, but now I want to intentionally curate time that I'm not spending so much time by myself.
Yeah.
So yeah. But it was good. It was good in a lot of ways. And I do enjoy, I really do. And I remind myself all the time that I don't need people to do a lot of these things around here. I can do it myself.
Totally.
Keeps me strong, keeps me young, you know, all the things. So, you know, I'm doing lots of cool projects. I have a lot of cool projects on the books for 2026 for here that I'm real excited about. And yeah. And I think documenting more, I think we've talked about that, is doing more documenting of our own personal journeys for Untamed Blossoms so that people get to see us in our wild forms.
Totally.
In our lives. I think that's coming, and how exciting that'll be. Yeah. But I've learned a ton from our guests.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother thing. I feel like
we're not there yet.
I think I wanted to talk personal
because I think we are both the kind of people that get wrapped up in what we do more than what personal things that we have done that we've been working on, and really taking the time to appreciate. The podcast has been wonderful, obviously, but what are some things in our personal lives that we really felt good about that we did this last year? You know?
Yeah.
I like to always say, I can always tell what kind of year I have by my Spotify Wrapped. And I had a few new people that showed up on my top songs and my top artists. My top songs, I don't want to lie to you all. But Olivia Dean. Have you listened to Olivia Dean?
No.
I recommend everyone listen to Olivia Dean. She is awesome. And she has a great voice. And her song, Dive, is one of my favorites. And it showed up on my top songs, number two. And I do believe that it's because that song makes me feel like, all right, it's more of a love song, but like just getting in there and doing the thing. And even if you're scared and just going in and going after it. And I feel like that was a main thing I did this year, honestly. It's embarrassing that I Love It by Akana Pop is on my top when it's been out for many years at this point. But how cool to know that the song, I jammed out to that this year. That is me in a song.
I would agree with that.
So, you know, look, I think it's just funny that those, I just want to shout out those two. I listened to The Life of a Showgirl. That was my most listened to album, Taylor Swift. It just came out a couple months ago. So the fact that that was my most listened to album is concerning that I listened to it for 663 minutes, but I did. And then my top albums were
Swifty through and through. So nobody's surprised by that.
My top albums for the year were number one, Life of the Showgirl, Taylor Swift. Number two, Sixth Season by Noah Kahan. Great album. Number three, Mayhem, Lady Gaga, was an awesome album. Like, I am still a Gaga. I'm a little monster to my heart, right? Yeah. Number four, though, Reputation, Taylor Swift. Number five, Folklore, Taylor Swift. So I did have a Taylor Swift year of growth, of love, of happiness, of doing hard things.
Yes.
And throwing a little mayhem in there.
Nice.
You know?
I love
that. Get a little rowdy.
I love that.
I'm also in her top 2% of global fans. I listened to her 2,586 minutes.
Uh-huh. Not surprised by any of that. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Top artists, Taylor Swift, Noah Kahan, Charlie XCX, Lady Gaga, Chappell Roan.
But, you know, you have music playing in the background.
All the time.
All the time. No matter what you're doing other than this, really. Like, there's music playing in the background. So.
And I think for me, I really can tell the kind of year I've had based upon what. If I'm listening to. If Folklore is my number one album, you better call somebody. Because I'm listening to that when I'm going through it. Okay? So I love reviewing this because I'm like, this is my mental state. How much I play music, my mental state is directly reflected every year. Last year, I didn't even share mine because it was too dark. I was like, I will not be sharing. Like,
we should not talk about this.
At all. No one can know I'm this close, you know? And then it's this really fun thing where it's like my top genres. Riddle me this. Number one, dance pop. Number two, honky tonk. Number three, freak folk. Number four, club. Number five, retro soul.
I think all of that track.
Yeah. I mean, I think so too, but I'm just like,
I just think about music that moves your body. And and you just have a really broad base of what you enjoy music-wise.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But all of it has an upbeat. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been to Planet Fitness 231 times this year. And I have read 21 books.
Nice.
I say all that to say, this year for me has been insane.
Yes.
Insane. But in a very upbeat, positive way. And I think years in the past where the years have felt really stressful and hard, they felt really stressful and hard. This year, the chaos makes me feel tired is a thing, but like good.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've really been able to figure out.
You tackle getting your real estate license.
Yeah, that was the first thing I did.
You're learning a whole new career. You started working for the ladies.
Yeah.
You're working for the ladies before the end of the year, though.
Right? We started the podcast at the same time I left corporate America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, but I got my license. I passed my exam the first week of March.
But you didn't start working for the ladies right away, did you?
When we started the podcast, I did.
Okay.
So
I thought it was
a month after.
Oh, okay.
So after I left, I started working for them. So, you know, I think it was a great year of personal growth, like working for mostly commission on top of my hourly. What I do for them was stressful and still continues to be stressful,
right?
But it's something I can manage, and it's just been plugging away, trying to do the right things, spending time with the right things.
For a new real estate agent in a market in Columbus that has very low volume, as a new agent, you have killed it. Like, in a short period of time, you've had multiple closings, and that says a lot. It says a lot to your work, hard work, and dedication. Not everybody has. Get their license and never have a sale.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Good for you. Only good, better things for 2026, girl.
I think so.
Only moving up from here.
I think so. So
Yeah.
And, you know, as far as the podcast is concerned, you know, I think we have been able to interview some very cool people this year.
Oh, amazing.
Yes. And I know I talked about our top Spotify. I'm going to have you talk about our other tops here in a minute. But Megan Gerber was our top on Spotify.
Right.
And this year I did her October gratitude prompt thing that was so wonderful to do.
Yeah.
Like,
it was about writing, right?
Yeah. It was
writing prompts. Like,
introspective, like writing prompt that she did. That was so fun. She came to my birthday party.
Yep.
And, you know, there's various other people I still chat with or follow on social media that like reach out. And I think it was really, really cool to see how some of that community spurred off of some of our episodes this year.
Yeah. So let's see. So our most downloaded through our RSS feed, and that means Apple, YouTube, iHeart, was My Neighbor Jackie. My 80-some, I don't know if we said her age on there, but 80-some-year-old neighbor Jackie has a lot of history and a lot of things to say. And she was a really cool lady, continues to be a cool lady. And I thought that when I met her. So yeah. I thought we have to have her on. I don't have them framed yet, but she did give us multiple photographs of hers that she's taken that's going into her book. And then Janine, my biofeedback queen, was also in. That was our second most downloaded episode. And then Ashley Lemon, who we also have come to adore. And I interact with her social media all the time for life, which is not why we had her on. That was a surprise. Again, a woman badass in an entrepreneurial state, also doing some fucking incredible things for the planet.
And we went to her event and had a great time and danced and supported and did what we could. That was so.
She had a 5K not too long ago that I wasn't able to go to because we were out of town. But because we've had them on the show, because now we've interacted, like those are probably the, you know, we talked about this in our last 300 things is getting involved in community. Those will be the events I go to and attend and support is people that we've had on the show and women who are doing incredible things that I really believe are changing the world. So
totally.
She's been great. All of our guests have had some impact on me. I can say that for sure. Whether it was our hormone doctor went to see her. I just feel like people that we have on the show, these women that we've had on our show has brought us little nuggets of information.
Yeah.
The hand titan lady has the hand thing that we've shared with our friends and used, and just so many cool things that we've gotten to experience by having these women on the show. It's been incredible.
For sure. And even I think of like repeat guests, like we had Shay back on and we had Chrissy back on and Carrie, just like learning where they are from year to year and hearing what they've been accomplishing and working on has been so cool. And I'm excited to have some people back like Janine and maybe even Stephanie. And we'll of course probably have Sarah back sooner rather than later, but just to keep up with people and see how they're making an impact and how the year changes people. And we're going into hibernation time, despite what people tell you. Winter solstice is the time for rest through spring solstice.
Yes.
It's a time to recoup, regatherate.
Is that a word?
I'm going to leave that in. People know what kind of vocabulary I have. Recalibrate, sleep, rest.
Yes.
It's important. Yes. And then plant those seeds for spring, daylight, being able to accomplish what you want to accomplish.
Yes. Looking forward to it, honestly. I'm not a person who subscribed to January and February. Everybody's like, New Year's resolution, everybody get back to the gym. Not to say you shouldn't move your body, right? Go to the gym if you want to go to the gym. But it's also okay to be tired from your holiday marathon and take January to rest.
And, you know, I'm going to commit on your behalf as well to this. We will make a Pinterest vision board.
Okay.
Of what we want our rest time to look like. And we're going to share it on our social media.
Okay.
I think it's important to make these vision boards or, you know, these are the things we want for next year to look like. But what does your rest look like?
Right.
How often do you take a minute to put something together of like, what does it look like for me?
Right.
You know, I got out my walking pad again. And it's because when the sun goes down, I immediately want to friggin' sleep. At first I was like, oh, I'm going to get an indoor pickleball membership and I'm going to do all these things. And I don't want to do all those things, but I do want to not sit there right. starting at 5 p.m. So getting the walking pad out to remind myself to read my Kindle while I'm walking for 30 minutes in the afternoon, like little things like that, that can be restful for me,
right.
not everybody, but still help me do what I know is best for my body right. without the pressure, I think is important.
Yeah. And that's been a huge struggle. It always is. As soon as the sun starts going down between 5 and 6 o'clock at night, I immediately want to go to bed. Mm-hmm. My circadian rhythm is so tied to the sun. And maybe I should go to bed. Maybe that's what people will tell me. That's not always feasible so then you're up at 3 a.m. What am I going to do at 3
a.m.? Right, it's dark tonight too.
So, you know, trying to find things to do that aren't involving screens and just becoming a TV blob in the evening is something that Stan and I have been really trying to. But we're so exhausted some days that.
Yeah.
Just zoning out in front of the TV is all we can muster.
And even I think, you know, if Noah sits there and plays video games and I'm listening to my audiobook and I'm crocheting, it's at least something where my brain is being active, but I'm sitting. My hands are active. And fun fact, my Apple Watch does count that as activity.
Shut up.
The speed I crochet, it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Is this a workout?
What are you doing? Your heart rate's going up.
My arm's like killing me at the end. I'm like, why is this hurt? It's because I'm rage crocheting. But no, I think, you know, finding things that keep you busy while being restful when you're a person like us who has a lot of energy, I think it's really important. Yeah. So
I've been doing art at night, turning it on and just trying to do something. Sometimes we'll put on a video of somebody teaching me how to do that because I really do need to learn some things, some techniques. But yeah, trying to do more art instead of.
Totally.
Paint something. Go learn how to draw something.
Totally.
Do something creative.
We have a lot of creative people who have been on the show too. So another thing you could do during these months is catch up on the pod. Go back and watch some of the episodes.
Yep.
See who's doing what. Go to some vendor markets. Support some of the people that we've had on the show that sell their art. Carrie's new book's going to be coming out soon. Have you read the other two?
Right.
You know, it's a good time.
Abby's mushroom tea is out full-fledged now to be purchased.
Check out Mandy's episode with a bamboo bed sheets. Yep. Like, it's a great
time to invest in yourself.
Your sleep. Yep. So
absolutely. Check out the Hand Titan if you've got people who use their hands all the time and you're looking for a great stocking stuff for a gift.
Get some cash for Christmas. Go get a fine line tattoo from a girl. I know she's on my feed all the time now.
Yeah.
She's a Betty, fine line tattoos. Jody. She comes up on my thing all the time now. If I had expendable income right now, I'll be covered in her tattoos. They're incredible.
Yeah, they're great.
They're so good. Right. She's been having a lot of flash tattoo sales. So if you don't know what those are, she has designs that are fine line that she creates. There's so many cute little ones like moons and kittens. Oh my God, there's so many cute ones that she does all the time that are flash sales. You pick one, she has a set price. And so if you're looking for new ink, check out Jody. Yes. She's the buddy.
And so many people have offerings, you know, whether that's Ashley Lemon who does containers, like container gardening for your different seasons. Get somebody a gift certificate.
Totally.
You know, as a Christmas gift. If somebody's interested in gardening, go to Katie Carey's page and look for her community classes on how to get your garden started and become a better gardener. There's all these classes that are offered locally that support real people trying to make real changes in their community. So support these ladies that we've had on. We would love that. There's so many different options. Range of things that people offer. So.
Totally. If you want to give us a gift, give us a review, give us a like, give us a follow, share our episodes. I think that's something that's really, really important. Even if you just share from our Instagram page, share stories, that really, really helps us. And we'll wait to talk about this for our next episode, but we are launching our Patreon. So we will have a Friends of the Show level on Patreon, $5 a month. You can get content from us without any ads. Exclusive content. You'll get a sticker from us. We'll do some Q&As, lineup previews of our guests. So more to come on that. We'll explain it in more detail next episode, but that's definitely coming and would be a huge help for us to be able to continue the pod.
Yes. And I just want to say grateful to all of you. Grateful to you, my sister.
Same season. Love you.
I'll cry if I start saying too much more than that.
We've had one hell of a year.
We've had such a great year, and we share so many. We overlap in so many ways, yeah. You know, gym, family.
Totally.
But I'm always grateful for you every single day.
Grateful for you.
Love you.
Love you.
Don't cry. Don't cry.
Christy Cries is coming back for a new season. She's, Patreon only.
She's consistent. That's what she is. She's consistent.
We know one
thing. Nobody's surprised by this. Listens to us.
We know one thing is that Christy's going to cry.
Almost every episode.
Put together for 300 things.
Yeah, I didn't really cry during the 300 things. That was very like.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'll cry later when I edit this. So. We love you. Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you for supporting us.
2026 coming at you.
Refer friends. Refer people that you know that are doing cool things. We would love to have them on the pod.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking for guests now, scheduling people out.
Totally. Well, give us a like on Instagram and Facebook and follow the podcast on iHeart, Apple, Spotify, and YouTube.
Love you guys.
See you next year.
Bye.
Bye.